hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. My name is Kevin Zpak. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs starting pitcher Jake Arrieta has shown flashes of his Cy Young form over the past eight starts, where he's dominated opponents and posted a 1.78 ERA. Arrieta will try to keep it rolling tonight as the Cubs host the Pirates. While Arrieta has been anchoring the rotation over the past couple of months, the Cubs are looking to get back one of their other frontline starting pitchers.
We think John's going to be on target. He threw the ball well in his workout. We still haven't pieced it together as we move into September yet, but it's a nice option to have in your back pocket.
That was Joe Maddon talking about John Lester. Maddon joined Spiegel at Parkins at noon today. Interview available at 670 The Score. And the pregame show with Mark Grody will be available to you at 6:30 tonight here on The Score. In regard to the Cubs division rivals, the Brewers will host the Cardinals for the next two nights at Miller Park. Cubs still 2.5 games up on Milwaukee, 4.5 games up on St. Louis. The White Sox return to the field tonight after their off day, visiting the Minnesota Twins at Target Field. James Shields will oppose Irvin Santana there. To football, the Bears just wrapped up practice a little bit ago at Halas Hall, preparing for Thursday's preseason finale versus the Browns. Head coach John Fox said that Mitchell Trubisky will start that game. Also in the NFL, Lions quarterback Matt Stafford, now the highest paid player in NFL history. The 29-year-old signed a 5-year extension with Detroit, $92 million guaranteed. Finally, in college basketball, former Illinois point guard D. Brown will join UIC's coaching staff next year, not U of I, as I said earlier. Please forgive me. Cubs pregame presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Hyundai. I'm Kevin Zpak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Pirates. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
I don't take care. Period. End of story.
Prince can't be trying to start stuff. Thank you to our guests today on the show, Three Technique.
Accomplished.
radio hosts. They make good guests. We used them on the Three Technique. Also talked to Mike North today. Jeff Passan was on the show from Yahoo Sports. Nick Hostetler, my favorite guy to talk to in the White Sox organization right now. Nick Hostetler. Joe Maddon of the Cubs was on today. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Ray Diaz, thank you too. Brian Gersh of the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Joe Ostrowski and Kevin Zpak had our updates, and here they are, Bernstein and Goff. Hello, men.
Hello.
What's up?
Interesting listening to Joe Maddon today. As you can tell they're starting to think about things now. You know, it's not in so many words.
You want to know part of that bring on the Dodgers comment, though.
He muscled up on that. He backed off.
Yeah.
Well?
He's like, well,
I mean, he was just making sure that everyone knew that it didn't come from him.
Well, I would do the same. Yeah, an answer to a question, and then you. Yeah. I mean, we've all been there.
I would do the same. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean.
Would you? See, that's a question.
Would I do the same? Well, if I got a World Series in the pocket, yeah. What am I start craziness for?
But, like, what is the harm to the Cubs or to Joe Maddon when somebody writes a bad column? You know, or if it is, or somebody has a bad radio segment.
Well, he's
like
a man
all
that protects his words very, very carefully. Like he says things, but he's very protective, and you know, there's a lot of things he won't speak on for reasons. So is a man who's very aware of what's being said about him and making sure that nobody is misconstruing any of his words.
I guess it's the eagle and fly thing, right? And the eagle doesn't swap the fly or however that goes.
Eagles also, don't fly with seagulls?
Something like that.
He's also...
Spiegels and seagulls and eagles and
Joe's a beagles. Defensive guy. I mean, look, he did it again. He's like, well, Amora wouldn't have caught that ball.
Right.
I mean, that's... Yeah. Outcome bias and all this stuff. Amora wouldn't have caught that ball. How do you know?
He strikes me as the guy that, after a loss, thinks about everything that somebody's going to ask him and tries to come up with the right thought process, even if that wasn't what he was thinking during the time. You know, and that's what good coaches do.
I remember when he took the job.
When in basketball, guys get that 30 minutes, and I've talked to assistant coaches who are like, I had no idea what the hell was going on at the end of that play. And then he just came up and said some things that just weren't true. And you think about it in that 30 minutes, that 35 minutes where guys are showering or guys are getting ready to come address the media, and you got to go out there on your own. You start to go through all those different, because baseball with 100 different variables every other play.
And his first press conference, when he was sitting at the Cubby Bear, and he said something to that effect where he said, just because something happened doesn't mean it was the wrong move.
Right.
He was
but we all agree with that.
Right. But he's from a new group of fans who might not know him. He's laying the groundwork for that. Right. Just because something didn't work, it doesn't mean it was the wrong
decision.
He's
always said, you're wrong.
Right. Yeah. Disagree all you want. He's
wrong.
I always want you to question me, but I'm always going to have an explanation, and you're probably wrong. The only thing I'll say is about the Dodgers thing, it's like, who cares? Right. Like the bulletin board material in baseball. Come on,
we're gonna play harder now.
Yeah, so like
obviously he cares.
I think he cares if it's perceived that he's doing something that's reckless with his work.
Yeah, I don't think it's affecting
whatever the case may be. He cares. I mean, you got guys.
I wonder who he cares about. I wonder if he cares. I don't think he cares about the Dodgers reading it. I wonder if he cares about his own players reading it or something like that.
He's a guy that just doesn't want to be embarrassed. Like, for all the wacky, zany things and the guy that he is in terms of speaking his mind, he also strikes me as a guy who he is very aware of his level of cool. Hmm. And game 6 and game 7, like, you know, that stayed with us the entire offseason.
Sure.
and was revisited every time he showed up at a golf outing or at a bar or at a charity thing. Mm. And I'm sure he got into an Uber many a time and was like, what the hell, man? Like, I was embarrassed. Damn it, I did some things that weren't the right thing to do.
But he's never said that.
But I'm talking about when he's in the Uber or when he's in a limo or when he's in a car. You get back in front of that microphone, though. He's not the guy that wants to be embarrassed. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's pretty remarkable, though, right? Like, in his defense, again, the guy wins the World Series and his stock goes down, right? He ends the drought in Chicago and it goes down. I could totally relate to being like, what? I took
and what
this
do I
job.
Have to do?
What do I have to do? Like, right. This is the one time in the world where you could be results based.
I am the manager of the Cubs that just won the World Series and my stock went.
So I love what he said to you about golfing, too. About when do you say to a player, you know, hey, good job with this. What he said was like, you know, you got a nice slow backswing. You're hitting the ball right down the middle. I would crumble. I know it. And if somebody said that, I mean, I remember I was playing with my dad. And it's like, you know, you don't want to say anything. And I had like five straight
golf
pars.
Golf or like matchbox golf. Cars?
It was five straight pars.
Yeah.
And you know, we're playing it to the bottom of the cup, too. And we're not playing the circle of friendship inside the leather, right? So
no gimmies. Yeah, you're
and, probably, oh, I'm like, and, what kind of weird eyes wide shut like,
and this explains a lot, Bernsie.
Circle of friendship.
We've all wondered what's...
I've never heard that.
We've all wondered what's lurking there underneath.
I got you.
And
that dude's been in a leather circle of friendship with his own father.
Squeal! And I drain one like this, and he gives me just this look. Like, he gives me the eyebrows raised like, look at this. And I'm like, you... And I just, now I'm done now.
Yeah, your mental game on that.
Because he gave you a compliment?
He just gave me a look like, damn.
That's
you're rolling.
Yeah,
that's a level of softness you would destroy an athlete for.
Right. Oh, totally. So why do you think I'm not an athlete?
That's the one reason.
I thought you were going to say your pops broke you down to a place that you would never return from, and that's why you kind of crumbled.
I crumbled because he like made me self-aware of how well I was playing.
Yeah,
like,
dangerous.
You know, I sort of brought that up. Like,
acknowledgement from my dad was like a power pellet back in the day.
Yeah, that's gold, man.
There's so few and far between. You kidding me?
I'm chasing that for 35 years.
What?
He sent me a text the other day. And it was like, I did not think it was my dad sending me these texts because he was like...
Like some pride in there or something?
Dude, it was just like, he said something to the effect of like, you're going to be a terrific dad and a much better dad than I ever was. And Cole and Jace are blessed to have you in their lives.
Oh, that's drinking during the day.
No. Okay. He had just actually left the house.
Gold.
So, and I'm sitting there like...
Save those.
You like, print that out, frame it?
Dude, I copied it. I screenshot it. I'm like, who's got my dad's phone right now? Like, so then immediately I showed it to Jason. I showed it to Nicole. I'm like, inventory right here.
There you go.
Next time you think the ATM / chauffeur isn't acting right, right here. All right, for you. Dad respects it.
So here you go. Yesterday, I'm at the pediatrician. Got to get Ruben's full-on examination
shots
before kindergarten. Shots. And dude starts shrieking.
Before,
once he realizes the shot is coming. And I'm like, oh my God. Because, I mean, mommy has taken him to the doctor for shots most recently. It was my first time in two years.
Same thing?
Yeah. So here he's shrieking. I'm like, this is my kid. This is tough. So I'm trying to like reason with him. I'm trying to talk it through and everything. And in the end, I had to hold his arms down and hold his hands.
That might be worse though, brother.
I know, but I got a shot too. I got one. I tried to do
he's
that.
He's just out there taking children's vitamins.
No, it was just a flu shot and they offered me. So I thought maybe I'll do it first. I'll show him it's really short.
And you were like, ah!
No,
I took it
like a man. I'm not you. So
You said he's a physical kid, right?
Like he's super physical. So what do you do? I had to hold his arm down. He took it and it was awful. But then that last night I'm saying, look, it wasn't that bad, right? Next year. Right. We do this every year. We're gonna have it every year and it's just gonna get easier for you every year. You understand?
Well, since he's a physical kid and he likes to, you know, run around and play and rough and tumble.
He feels everything.
Dude, arm wrestle. Right then and there, and you look at him and you say, you know, put your hands in my hands.
Well,
it's just like when my lady has ever had to have any kind of, you know, IV put in or anything like that. I tell her squeeze my hand, you know, the old school, like squeeze my hand, don't look at it, and it'll go away.
Yeah,
you know, just hey, arm wrestle, and
that's
you go right
actually.
There with him,
yeah.
And you look him in the face, and then when the shot is happening, you're like, no, tough guys right here,
uh-huh.
And bang, you're in there. I've done that with
a cousin. I've done that with him in other situations.
Yeah.
I didn't think
and
about it's it.
It's worked.
Like that.
Yeah, I've done that with a cousin who, and we're like, shots, oh my God. I'm like, no, dude, big boy style here. Let's tough it out, you know, arm wrestle me right here. If you beat me, shot doesn't matter. If you don't beat me, then the shot's going to hurt even worse, that kind of thing, and you're good to go.
That's my sensitive parenting nature did not work in my favor. I like my style. I'm good with my style.
You just jump down SEAL Team 6 on him and wrap him up and put him in a chokehold and like, you're going to take this shot and this is going to happen next year as well.
Shut your mouth.
Right.
You want to go to the hospital?
Right. Like you go from friends to all of a sudden combatants.
You'll have enough things to build on. Like when he starts playing sports or something, he has a little injury and he goes back in. You'll get to pull hey, wait a second. Yeah. You're the same kid that I saw.
Right.
Once you have that, he'll do that on his own.
Yeah, remember when you fell off the bed right on your head?
Right.
He used to laugh, right? When the kid falls, when the kid's in pain, like don't act scared.
Dude.
Don't act like they're
last week.
But it's you're right, because like last night I said, you know, you were really tough and strong today. And he said, no, I wasn't.
Because he knows. He knows in that moment that
he
wasn't.
He
wasn't.
But he will. But I was trying to encourage him. I got to tell him.
There will be a moment. They got to shine my apple.
Dad, did you see me crying? I was wailing.
Remember when you were holding me?
But I'm telling you, there's going to be a moment when you least expect it that you're going to have a situation and then you'll be able to bank it. You'll be able to say, hey, remember this.
I'll
remember your recovery.
One.
And then you'll be able to say, hey, this is I saw you. You were the same kid who did this, and this. Mm. So you can rise to this challenge, too.
But until then, I'll strap him down.
Straight jacket.
Right. Yeah. That falling thing is real, though, Danny. I can't wait till you have a kid. Because look, the falling thing is hilarious. Like, my lady wants to put Jason Bubble wrap and I want him to bounce off of everything in the house.
Feel that stuff.
Dude, so he falls and I look at him and he gives me a look and he's like, you're good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You're going to cry? And he's like, cool. We keep it moving, man. Yeah. That, the falling thing is the greatest
thing.
They got
to feel resilient. Stuff.
Yeah.
Well, have you had the chin thing yet? Has he needed stitches or glue in the chin
yet?
No,
not yet.
Okay.
Not
yet. It's inevitable. Well, any active kid is going to doink his chin, and you're going to need a couple of stitches or some glue there.
I remember I called my sister once early on and said, what the hell am I supposed to do? Ruben won't put on his coat. It's cold outside. What am I supposed to do? She said, let him feel cold.
This is my sibling.
We went out there. I had a coat in the bag, and he's like, Daddy, I'm cold. Oh, really?
Yes.
English. They've invented it.
Yeah. Yes. Anytime. And my mother, oh my God, my mother was the greatest at just proving to me how stupid I was as a child. Like, Mom? I used to try to explain to my mother when I was like 6, 7 years old. I was like, Mom, you don't have to take a bath or a shower every day because then you don't build up any dirt. I said, you should take one every other day. That's what I'm going to start doing. Mm-hmm. And then you build up a day of
changing
dirt.
Changing the bath game.
Yeah, so that you can scrub it off and it's a good shower, a good bath. She's like, all right, cool. What? I went to school.
Smelling.
The 6-year-old logic was not
there. I went to 36-year-old logic.
Yeah, I get it.
I went to school.
You smelled like ass at school.
Oh, my God. Everything. I smell like outside. Have you ever just licked your hand and smelled it? That's what I smelled like. Just outside, stinky. Last night's dinner, I probably had the jeans that I had on. And then after that, from that moment on, I was the lotion and cologne kid.
You still
every
are.
Single day.
You smell good every day.
Every single day. My pops was like, are you handsome? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, you smell like,
It was a wrap. All you got to do is let your kid experience one moment that he doesn't want or she doesn't want to experience
again. You walk in, you're smelling good every day. I thought you got it from Boars. Because
Terry would get
it. How would you know?
That
was like being around Tony Kukoc.
Where's Terry?
But he wouldn't shower and he would just throw on his Bulgarian cologne or whatever he had on.
Hey, Terry's late for the remote. He's buying cologne. He's buying a pallet of cologne.
Where's Terry? I think he just pulled up. How do you know? Well,
that's that old school, though. That's that old school. Like, it has to last me through the day, through 3 meals, through a cigar.
I only got one application.
Yeah, like, that's that old school.
Man, when Terry was smoking those Captain Black Tipperillos, that pipe tobacco.
Got to make sure that cologne
cigars,
lasts.
Sure. His car, that combination. I mean, it was like between that smell and whatever the cologne
old
was,
school,
it was a thing.
Now they make colognes where, one, two sprays, you're good on the wrist or whatever, on the undercarriage if you need, if you're on a special night or something like that.
Give it a bit of a how's your fault.
But yeah, and now colognes are ridiculous. Like 3.2 ounces or whatever costs like 78, 80 bucks.
Dude, how about a thing of lotion? Lotion yesterday. The lotion game. I'm fascinated.
Dude,
here.
Talked about this. Right,
well, you've been to Lush? Where it's like all like hippie chicks with like purple hair and nipple rings, underarm hair, and they're selling you like giant hunks of soap, giant hunks of like boutique soap. Yeah. Then you go down the street
like Fight Club.
Then you go down the street to Kiehl's, and it's like people in lab coats selling
level.
You scientifically.
Kiehl's is next level.
Yeah, and that's where I went yesterday.
I don't use lotion. Speaks
and I have talked about this
of any kind.
The difference in consumption between the community and others when it comes to lotion.
But you don't want to get ashy.
That's it. And hey man, how do you like the black don't crack thing is real. Like you stay moisturized. You make sure that you age like wine.
You're telling
not
us
milk.
There's a reason black don't crack?
Yeah, you stay moisturized out here, man. You gotta make sure those wrinkles they happen. If you're taking care of yourself, you make sure that their skin stays.
I learned about this when I was rooming with players, professional basketball players.
It was his first interaction with Negroes.
It was my gateway, Negro. It was my first time sharing a bathroom.
Yes.
And I'm like, dude, seriously, how much do you need? Like, I had a toothbrush, a razor,
deodorant.
Yeah, a toiletry bag.
And that was it.
You gotta have a toiletry bag.
Like a rolling bag of, like, thank God, Daryl Johnson. And it's like cocoa butter on his head.
I misspoke.
It's like, how much?
By the way,
I got the hair grease. I got the beard butter. I have the lotion. I've got, of course, deodorant.
There's like a different lotion for his hands than he had for his body and for the facial.
You shouldn't put skin lotion on your face.
And by the way, Lush is an amazing store, but I don't know if they have nipple rings. I meant nose rings, but my Freudian slip of where I actually thought the rings.
Well, they could be wearing them on the outside.
Oh, there's nothing like the three dot glory. There's nothing like the three dot glory.
You pull up to it so we can check.
You pull up to a cash register and you see the three dot glory. Like, oh, you're into other things.
Friendly.
I'll take the receipt. Yes, I will take the receipt.
Three dot glory.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Like, actually.
Yeah, when you're pierced. When somebody is pierced, you
see it through the shirt.
Yeah. You see it, and it's like, oh, you're different. You're a special person.
More interesting.
Yes, exactly.
You seem fun.
Right.
And sports.
We don't have to look at each other the entire time.
Right. All right, what's on the show today, man? Things about stuff with people.
Matt Miller, Adam Kramer, Hub Arkish, and all kinds of stuff.
You guys can replay North if you want.
Okay.
I think we're going to give blowing a call to Dave Baum, the chat champ.
And Pat Binkowski.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate some radio legends today from 1-6.
Spears.
Yeah, we're going to see if Jigs has announced his retirement or not. You know, that kind of thing.
Sounds good. They're Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff Thursday at 2 on the score.
I'm really exerting effort at about 80%. The ball doesn't come out any slower. It just feels like I'm a little bit more under control of my body and much more able to locate.
Jake Arrieta, regular score Cubs insider with Bernstein and Goff. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. With all due respect to CBSSports.com's fine baseball writer Matt Snyder and other baseball writers, their notion that history, quote, can't be revised is completely false. Snyder and others are insisting that Barry Bonds' 73 home runs is the single season record, not Roger Maris's 61, and that history can't be revised. I was in the stadium in Seoul in 1988 when Ben Johnson blew Carl Lewis away in 100 meters. 5 days later, Johnson tested positive and Lewis was awarded the gold medal. Lance Armstrong was stripped of 7 Tour de France titles because he cheated. College football and basketball teams and coaches lose wins for cheating. So, if Giancarlo Stanton hits 62 homers, he is the all-time single-season home run champion. Period. I'm John Feinstein.
This season, hit a home run at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. Discover the future of cleaning with the LG Sidekick. For small loads that are a big deal, the Sidekick can handle it all. Paired up with a full-size LG washer, you can tackle 2 loads at once. Check out the LG Sidekick plus all of LG laundry and kitchen appliances at your nearest Grand Appliance location. Grand Appliance and TV. You make it home, we make it grand.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restricted supply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service. Router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. One of the most popular loans that we are currently doing at the Home Loan Expert Office is a cash-out refinance. Here's why. Mortgage interest rates are at the lowest levels of the year, home values continue to skyrocket, and the summertime credit card debt has piled up. Credit card interest is not tax deductible, but mortgage interest is. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich and apply online today for your cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitchell Trubisky is probably the best player at the position. He just might not yet be ready to play. If anything happens to Glennon, then you go to Sanchez because you don't want to go to the rookie. Well,
you can't do that now.
If the rookie is a better player.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, then, okay, if you can't do that now.
Why carry three?
Why carry him?
Right.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Madden talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Madden with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Chicago.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Got a lot for you today. At 2:40, we are going to talk to Brian Robb of the Boston Sports Journal. He's going to try to unwind some of what's going on with the Cleveland-Boston trade. And
what, two pieces that can't go back to their homes.
Right. What's real, what's not, what can happen, what precedent might allow to happen in the NBA. Then Matt Miller will have his usual football hit at 3. In other news, at 4, Adam Kramer at Kegs and Eggs, college football writer from Bleacher Report.
He knows everything about college football.
My man, Adam Kramer, is the truth. Spiegel labeled him the unstumpable one because anything that you want to know about college football, want to ask about college football as well.
You want the third tight end on some directional school in any state you name. He's
and recruiting
got
as
it
well.
For you.
He's got that.
So he's going to join us at 4:40, and then Hub Arkesh belongs to us today. He will be at 5. We'll do It's On at 5:30.
And parents of athletes, at some point today, I wanted to do a deep dive into a Time.com piece and also the Real Sports piece.
The Time magazine cover story.
Mm-hmm.
And having, you know, I live it. You know, look, when they start looking at those numbers, mm-hmm. and you start really adding up what it, I mean, and the number of conversations I've had with parents of kids in multiple sports at multiple levels, and mm-hmm. the racket that youth sports has become, the absolute drain on
and what it's doing also in terms of locking children out of sports. And it's funny, I want to reference something that you said to me, and it's nothing revealing or whatever, but I want to reference something that you said to me about the cycle in terms of the friendships that are built in travel and all the other things, and how everything has to be organized now. Whereas before, and I don't want to sound like the old head, but you kind of gravitated towards your friends, or you gravitated towards playing whatever you wanted to play without having to have a coach around or having to have an ump or a referee. So we'll jump into that at some point. If you've got a kid or a young one, one who's already been through sports, I believe this subject will be for you, because the amount of money, I had no idea, and it was very eye-opening, both on the Real Sports level and the Time cover.
Yeah, the Time cover story is really worth your time.
Terrific.
It's really something. We are broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios, Hyundai, home of America's best warranty. Our phone number is 312-644-6767. You email us at bernsteinandgoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live streaming, 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter is @Bernstein_Goff. He's @Jason1Goff. I am @Dan_Bernstein. Instagram is @BernsteinGoff Show. Our website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. We're on Facebook. You can interact with us by liking the 670 The Score page. Mm-hmm. There's also the video stream at Facebook Live and Watch670TheScore.com, and that is run by Brian Gertsch.
We're going to listen in on Skip's work here, but Carl Edwards Jr. now pitching John Jaso off the bench.
Take 15.
That's how you direct a baseball 15. Game right there. We love you, Skip.
Take 5.
Take 5, okay.
Can I ask you a question, Skip?
Take 5.
You have to answer me, though, Skip. You have a favorite player you've covered?
Take 4. That's a baseball really... or...
Yeah.
Well, my favorite wrestler was Roddy Piper.
Yeah, Roddy Piper. We got that.
We got that, yeah. Favorite play-by-play announcer?
probably John Sterling.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, McCann-Can. Yes, McCann-Can.
Skip Ellison throwing shade at Lenny. The producer's Nick Shepkowski.
It's hard to picture Mike Montgomery not being given more starts.
He was outstanding. That might have been his best moment as a Cub last night.
Here we go, Montgomery's pitch. A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time! And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
Yeah, I think Mike Montgomery saving the World Series would be his best moment as a Cub. Not a late August game against the Pirates.
Joe? Maybe Joe left.
Game 6 and 7, people feel like he
that's
did.
That's what I mean. Maybe he just wasn't
Joe.
He saved game 7 of a World mm-hmm. Series.
Final out.
He got the final out.
Got the ball.
Of a World Series.
Yep.
Okay. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
I've seen some amazing things out there just looking at television over mm-hmm. the weekend. Alligators on people's back doorsteps. I saw a shark on a highway swimming
like
in the water. Like Sharknado.
Sharknado.
No, you see that it's fake. But
has Joel Osteen opened those doors yet?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
He did.
Good.
Yeah, Joel finally got shamed into opening his doors.
There you go.
Yep.
You've been siphoning money from your followers, your cult following for all these years. You finally did something for them.
Did you see the picture of his primary residence?
Yes. Yes.
Even Evander Holyfield is like,
ooh. That ain't no pastor. That's a drug dealer. That's what that is.
That is serious. All right, we're going to get you updated on all things Bears and then get started.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Here on your Chicago Bears at Soldier Field this season. Single game tickets available at chicagobears.com/tickets. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
Another thing to point out is how well our defense has been playing. I think our one defense has only given up one touchdown the entire preseason, putting us in good field position.
Starting quarterback Mike Glennon makes a great point. The Bears' first team defense has allowed just one touchdown in 12 possessions. That touchdown coming after a Glennon interception gave the defense a short field in Arizona. But overall, the defensive performance this preseason, no surprise to John Fox.
We thought we were pretty good last year as a front seven. You know, I think we were able to address our secondary a little bit more in depth this offseason. Our guys are more comfortable, you know, in our scheme defensively. I think they executed better, and they executed better under pressure in game situations.
Now the next step is taking the ball away. Just two preseason takeaways, none by the first team. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Army's going to get me a Z-Pack.
Scoreboard Update.
Thanks, Hawk. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Z-Pack. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit chicagowolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs' 7-game homestand off to a good start. 1-0 after their victory over the Pirates last night. Tonight, same two teams at Wrigley Field. Jake Arrieta gets the start for the world champions tonight. He's been on a stellar run as of late, a 1.78 ERA over his last eight starts. Pregame for the game tonight kicks off at 6:30 with Mark Grody. Elsewhere in the division, Cubs are still 2.5 games up on the Brewers, 4.5 games up on the Cardinals, and Brewers and Cards play each other tonight in Milwaukee. The White Sox are back tonight after their off day, visiting the Minnesota Twins at Target Field. James Shields versus Irvin Santana in that pitching matchup. Switching over to football, the Bears are done with practice for the day, and John Fox revealed a couple of newsworthy nuggets afterward. He said that Mitchell Trubisky will start Thursday in their final preseason game versus Cleveland. He also added that offensive lineman Kyle Long is on target to start week one of the regular season versus Atlanta, but bad news for Eddie Goldman as the nose tackle is now in concussion protocol. Small business never slows down, so Dell's dedicated U.S.-based advisors are ready to help with tech solutions tailored to your business, like finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL to connect with a Dell advisor today. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Hey, business people, cash management is key. It moves money in and it moves money out, but you're being overcharged by your bank. Lakeside Bank will save you money. Call Matt Palmisano at 312-763-6660. Join Lakeside Bank and start saving now. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Pirates on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington stores your back-to-school headquarters and save big on shoes, backpacks, lunch bags, casual looks, and basics. Your favorite brand names for less. Burlington, style for everyone.
It hasn't even been a segment yet, and I've already got my F off already and been called a racist bitch because I said what I said about Joel Osteen. Wow! That's a record, fellas.
That didn't take long. Wow.
I've been dubbed a racist because I don't think that people peddling the word for profit is a good thing. Man, I didn't. And mighty Christian of you, by the way. Thank you for texting all the delightful things
But you're right. Anybody with a house like that,
man,
is not a pastor.
Cut it out.
It's not a religious leader. It was like, remember the Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh?
No.
Look him up. Look up the Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. And he had something like 37 Rolls Royces.
Right. Come on, man. Right. I know a pimp when I see one. Right. Just because you ain't got no hoes and nobody's having sex don't mean you're not a pimp. Stop playing it. You're exploiting poor people for all their last little pennies, and then you won't let them in during a catastrophe? Shame on you. Shame on you. The fact that you had to be shamed on Twitter, you're a piece of crap. And you can put that in your daily bread or whatever the hell you want to put it in.
He has 10 custom cars.
Out of here.
No, not the Bhagwan. The Bhagwan had way more than 10. The
house is bigger than Bruce Willis's. You want me to feel sorry for Joel Osteen? You and Joel Osteen can kiss my black ass.
And when we're talking about the Joel Osteen's church, the quote unquote church.
Isn't it the compact center or something? Isn't it?
It's like, where it was the summit.
Yeah,
it's where the Rockets used to play.
And he wouldn't open it. There was a warehouse down the street that was taking in people who had lost everything in this flood. Everything. Every race, every color, every gender, every age. You have pictures of nursing homes underwater with people in their wheelchairs and their colostomy bags and their and all their stuff underwater. I saw an old lady that was.
You don't want that in your church. You don't want some woman with her colostomy bag and messing up your perfectly good church.
Lady had to be 80 plus years old. She's sitting in her wheelchair still, and the water is up to her chest.
And you have this 20,000 seat sanctuary that you will not open.
And you're going to get mad because you've been sending your money all this time and your prayers haven't been answered. All right, well, enjoy. Enjoy. I know a pimp when I see one. It doesn't matter what he looks like. Doesn't matter what kind of clothes he wears. Peddling the word for profit is a sin. And if you're a great Christian like you profess to be on this text line, you should be looking down on him as well. Come on. Been siphoning money for that community and nationwide for years now, and you have to be shamed on Twitter when the biggest flood in the history of your city, the fourth largest city in the country, is happening. You have to be shamed into opening your doors after you lied about saying it was damaged by floods. Cut it out. Stop lying to yourself. I don't know what the hell is going on these days, but the truth is right there for you to see it, and you still want to be blinded. I know bad guys when I see them. That dude has been a bad guy forever, and you got the gavel yesterday. Get out of here with that garbage.
This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Zach Zaidman's going to join us at the top of the hour with all of the latest on the Bears. Eddie Goldman has a concussion. Great. I'm telling you, everybody.
What are you telling us? That people get hurt in football?
They're all hurt.
What's the next breaking news? Pop Stargell is dead?
It's all a problem.
Pop Stargell is dead?
What do you got for us?
It's just, you know.
What are you doing? What do you mean? You're throwing your hands up? You're done? You're done with football now? What are you doing? What are you doing? Tanny?
No.
Shep, can you provide some insight as to...
It's just a matter of time before everybody that you like and everybody that matters on the Bears is hurt.
The downtrodden Bears fan that is the oppressed Bears fan, Dan Bernstein. Like, what are you doing right now? Are you done? Are you finished?
Huh? Well, I'm not done if we can get this call screened. I can tell you that.
Oh, really?
Mike and Schaumburg, you're on the score.
First,
hey, Mike.
First one? I hung up.
Oh, you!
He had to go.
Coward!
He had to go write up another check for Jolo. Not Joe-O.
Hold on.
Now,
Shep, Joe checked in for him. He's
if Joe
good.
Ostrowski Wait. Opens a church, I'm sending all my money to that church. If he opens up a church of baseball on the Hit and Run show and kind of has that be his laundering scheme right
church
there.
Church of gambling.
Yeah,
that dude called in mad that somebody's calling Joel Osteen the pimp that he is.
Yes.
And then he's all angry and he's yelling at Shep about it. And he said, all right, let's put you on
and
the air.
Out.
And we put him up and I press the button and he hangs up.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
For the Texans, you're like, what about Creflo Dollar? Same thing. I know you're trying to, catch me up in your little racial web. Oh,
what about Thanks?
Goff won't say that the black man is a pimp as well. Yes, I've seen men. I actually know a pimp who started a church on the south side of Chicago and kept his finger waves and his hoes actually went to that church and sang in the choir. So don't miss me with all this foolishness. All right? If you have your certain form of mind control that you want to pay for, enjoy yourself, but just don't expect me to sit here and you know, look at something and just because you pour syrup on it, don't make it pancakes.
Don't forget the tax dodge too. Don't forget the fact that he doesn't pay a dollar to help anybody else via income tax.
Yes, that man
it's
has
tax-free.
Private jets and is like, God has bestowed upon me this great fortune to lead you people, and you can get more leading for $25 more. Like, hey, listen.
And the best tweet that I saw, did you see like the Islamic Coalition of Houston sent out a tweet saying all 21 mosques in Houston are open to take in as many people as we can?
Yeah, because, you know, you do the whole real American thing and all of a sudden the imagery that you want to see is right there for you. And there's a bunch of great Christians in Houston doing what they need to do. I have found three organizations that I have given money to this morning that aren't the Red Cross because of how they handled Haiti and how they handled Katrina. And if you want to do that, hey, more power to you. If you can't do it, I understand. But don't sit here and expect me to watch people polish Joel Osteen's apple just because you thought he was something that he ain't. Just because you needed this instance, this horrific, catastrophic weather instance for you to realize that all he is a pimp. And you've been getting pimped this whole time.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Zach Zabin on the Bears at the top of the hour. A lot to get to today on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Shop early at JCPenney's Labor Day sale. Get up to 40% off major appliance hot deals from your favorite brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. And get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, GE Cafe, and higher, limited to 10% off savings. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid for 9/13. Must request a time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS this fall.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighborhood is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious. Reignite an American legend. SWAT. CBS this fall. CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday.
Let's take our marks.
Your summer crush is here.
This is Candy Crush.
We built the biggest game show arena.
This is mind-blowing.
To make the most popular mobile game of all time come to life.
Sweet.
Contestants will scale giant boards.
You afraid of heights?
Have you been up here?
To match candies and win.
Swipe smart.
Mario Lopez hosts.
We are gonna crush it.
Candy Crush. Sunday, only CBS.
CBS this fall.
to find his daughter's killer.
It is the one-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence. Real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
Do you think all this is going to work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd, coming to CBS this fall.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So I'm in the midst of trying to console my partner about his Bears angst and injuries.
They're all going to be gone. I've become a Bears fatalist.
What happened?
They just all get hurt.
This man covered the Bears, Tanny, for 12 years?
Too long.
12, 11 years, something like that. He covered the Bears when dinosaurs
were enough, no more. Injuries when he covered the Bears.
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, he was playing on arcade. Everybody stayed out.
One of the worst injury years. There was a year where everybody ended up on IR.
This is where you find out what your GM is made of. This is where you find out what your coaches are made of. Yes, Eddie Goldman can't play anymore because he's got dinghy in the head. CJ Wilson, come on down. Akeem Hicks, you might have to play some of that nose.
He's been good.
John Jenkins, Motel 6 out of Georgia. Because he wore number 6 and he was big as a motel. Hey.
That's a great nickname. John,
yeah, it really was. It's like an old school one, right?
Yeah.
It's not like Janky or JJ. Like, you know, like old school nicknames need to come back.
Like Tommy LaStella's, 3 a.m.
Why is that his name?
Because Joe Maddon said he can roll out of bed at 3 a.m. and hit.
Oh, so I thought maybe he meant something else.
Like, where's Tommy?
This is going to be bad.
I didn't mean to lead you.
Once I'm there, I'm there. Has anyone else out there in their dating life ever put the name of someone as a contact, but not their name? So, whatever you reference that person to be, you know.
I remember.
Descriptors, people, maybe.
I had friends who put name as Justin, just in case.
Yeah, exactly. 3 a.m., you know.
Put it as what?
Like what that person meant to you in terms of, like, if you don't put the name in the contact, that means this is just a
phone contact.
A smash and grab kind of situation here. Yeah, exactly. You're not, this is not a relationship type of phone contact. This is,
I got you.
Yes, right. Yes. So when you said 3 a.m., immediately,
in case of emergency, break glass.
Right. I harkened back to my old days where I was like, there was so many, such a bad guy I was, but I'm sure ladies do it as well. Where if you're watching Insecure right now, you're seeing a lady in the second season of that show get her, as she calls it, her hotation together.
Rotation.
Dude, Insecure is terrific.
Okay.
I think you would love it, by the way. I think you need to start. Actually, you need to start watching it. From all the bad TV that you've consumed, I think you need to start watching Insecure on HBO.
This segment brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 by mail on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. So I am told that there are some people above Josh Whitman at Illinois, by the way, who are not happy with that ridiculous, overblown statement that he put
out. I didn't see the statement. I just know. I actually retweeted Shannon Ryan's piece on it. I read what she had to say about it, but I thought it was just the run of her mill. We're not going to do the war chant anymore.
No. If only.
Inform me then.
If only it were just a run. It should have been 2 sentences. Yeah.
We're not going to do this anymore. We're going to be more inclusive. We want to be more sensitive to the people that were here in this country.
We don't do this kind of thing because nobody should do it.
Yeah.
There's a reason that Stanford stopped being the Indians 45 years ago.
Right. So it was
1972.
So it was a Bears press conference is what you're saying. It's too long. Going on too long. And the longer you're there, the worse it gets.
It was so bad. It was more like a Bears caller.
I want to root for Josh Whitman too.
Yeah,
that's
no,
the thing.
I think this is a misstep by Josh.
You don't think
Whitman.
This is a trend?
I don't think, but it just tells you that they're still talking to the retrograde
people.
Downstate goobers.
I saw Nathan Lindstrom actually hit you up on your Twitter feed. We need to start first last naming these guys as well, by the way, if they're going to hide behind logos but and be dumb enough to still have their names in their Twitter.
They're still talking. Stop talking to these people and just move on.
Do these people have enough money that they have to cater to them?
No, like Shannon Ryan said, just name a new mascot already. Just call yourself the Hawks or the Eagles or the Bulldogs or the Lincolns or whatever you want to do.
Orange.
Right, whatever you want to just move on. So many other schools have done it. Shannon Ryan's piece on Saturday was terrific.
They've laid the blueprint out for you.
Just do this already because at some point you're going to do it. And then they keep this is okay. Here's your open letter. And I'm not embellishing this. Okay. Just the first two graphs.
Okay. I'm back up.
To my friends and fellow Illini, I am one of you. To my pleasant surprise, this fact has resonated with our fans and alumni more than anything else in my early tenure as your athletics director. I know because you have told me so in countless conversations at games and events all across the country. Truth be told, few facts bring me more pride. Over the last 20 years, I have earned my orange and blue stripes honestly. 45 football games as a player, all with the blood, sweat, and tears they required. 2 degrees.
He's trying to make the connection.
Including, yes, and members of blood, sweat, and tears.
You're an idiot.
2 degrees, including one each from our highly acclaimed colleges of business and law, and 2 tours of duty as a staff member for our Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, first as a young aspiring administrator and now as his older, balder counterpart. Because I am one of you on a personal level. I share part of your sadness with our recent decision to discontinue playing war chant at our athletic events. Like many of you, I have fond memories of watching Chief Illini Weck perform. And war chant was, to a large degree, the soundtrack of my football career.
Oh.
I know. It's just like,
dude. Just break up with her already. You know what I mean? You're just dragging her through the mud.
For me, both events evoked feelings of pride, unity, and confidence.
I'm done, dude.
As a younger man, I assumed the thousands of people around me experienced similar emotions.
What is happening right now?
In fact, I think many did. No, he's having a meltdown.
Like, it's like he knows what the end should be, but his pen can't stop writing.
Today, I understand that my emotions were not shared by many connected to our university, and as I have spent more time around these issues, my feelings have evolved. And then it gets into the mission statement, unify, develop, inspire, achieve. And, like, here's what I think happened. Tim Beckman left the coffee cup.
And
they didn't wash it. Next time Tim Beckman leaves a coffee mug,
destroy it,
burn it, or at least wash it with bleach, because apparently Josh Whitman's been sipping from it.
Man.
And it's just like, you're the AD. Get to stop with these people. Make a call. Say, you know what? We're not the Fighting Illini anymore. There's going to be absolutely zero tolerance for any Native American imagery because it's stupid. We're not going to do it. And if you don't like it, we don't care. You don't have any money anyway. You don't want to come to games. Don't come to games. We don't care. It's enough. We're done with it. And we're now the Hawks. We're whatever you want us to be. We'll vote on it. We can be the Lincoln Logs. I don't give a damn. This is all over and shut up. That's what he should do. I'm one of you. No, you're not. You're the damn athletic director. You want to be a meatball? You want to be these atavistic cave people downstate, toothless, red-faced goobers? You're the AD. Act like it.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Zach Zaitman here in 5 minutes on The Score.
The regular season is almost here, Bears fans. And whether the Bears know it or not, we have a quarterback controversy.
2017 season is my year.
Touchdown from Mitchell Trubisky.
So keep it here for the best preseason Bears coverage on the radio. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This season, hit a home run at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. Discover the future of cleaning with the LG Sidekick. For small loads that are a big deal, the Sidekick can handle it all. Paired up with a full-size LG washer, you can tackle 2 loads at once. Check out the LG Sidekick plus all of LG laundry and kitchen appliances at your nearest Grand Appliance location. Grand Appliance and TV. You make it home, we make it grand.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with Performance Starter Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restricted supply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service. Router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii 5-0 has TV's hottest. Romance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy will work for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
5-0!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry. Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii 5-0. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Aries, the clearer things become, the more questions you have. Remember to just focus on your future. Taurus, this week things in your romantic realm are stepped up a notch or two. Gemini, while you deserve a raise at work, this is not the week to ask for one. Cancer, this week money concerns weigh you down. Reevaluate your retirement goals. Leo, you may be tempted to take a risk, but look before you leap. And Virgo, a flirtatious exchange this week may lead to something unexpected. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming.